back to the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and I got my line mate Matt with me. And today, we're going to go over the Blackhawks game, the preseason game that they had yesterday. Not typically big on preseason games, but this is a big season for the Blackhawks. And I think a lot of people have been tuning in and wanting to see these new lines and see some of the prospects that they have coming up that are in the system that are just about game ready. And we'll give you some NHL news as well. But before we get into it, do us a favor, hit subscribe in your podcast app. If this is your first time, we'd really appreciate it. It really helps out the podcast, and give us a review. And if you're listening to Apple Podcasts in the app, just scroll down. There's a little section for reviews there and let us know how we're doing, but we'll get right into it. For the preseason game, we had these lines: Kubalik, Taves, Kurashev, Hagel, Doc, and Connolly, Reichel, Borgstrom, and Nylander, Kyra, Entwistle, and Gaudette. On defense, we had Stillman and Murphy as a pairing, Caleb Jones and Kalanuk, and Phillips and Bowden. To get started off, Taves, first game in 404 days, I believe, and to be honest with you, I thought that he kind of just came like right back in, was kind of somewhat the same old player. He didn't have the conditioning that he needs yet, because he's still working on that, but he still looked effective, and he looked good out there. Kurashev I thought that he looked pretty good. He was all over the place, to be honest with you. And I think that he was looking for opportunities to score. And that's what we need if he's going to be on a line with Taves. And Kubalik and Taves, they didn't lack any time of getting their chemistry back together. They scored a goal. Well, Kubalik scored a goal assisted by Taves. Hagel was all over the place. Man, you know, it looks like he's taken off right where he left off from last season. I thought that he looked noticeable. He won some faceoffs, and he drove in for a couple goals. But I thought that he looked good. Connolly, to be honest with you, he looked okay. But I think that he might be a player that might be on the outside looking in. Reichel, I honestly thought looked really good out there. He didn't seem to be to have like that prospect thing going on. You know, he had a really good goal in the overtime shootout. It looked effortless, to be honest with you. He looked good responsibly on the defensive side of the puck, and I thought that he played pretty well. Borgstrom was winning faceoffs, which is what we need. And to be honest with you, I thought Nylander was I didn't even notice him out there at all until the end of the game. I didn't notice the guy at all. Juju Kyra, I thought that he had a couple good plays. Actually, Olchek. Yeah, he did. Olchek pointed something out that he did, a defensive play that he did where he took somebody off the puck and then delivered a hit. Well, which was really good. I thought Entwistle played okay. I noticed him out there, so I'll say that. But I'll tell you what, man, I thought the most noticeable guy out there all night was Gaudette. Yep. He just looked like a man on a mission. He almost had a highlight reel goal already, and he looked very noticeable. I don't see how a Strom could be making the lineup with this kid playing the way that he was. What did you see from yesterday's game?
Yeah, I noticed Gaudette being probably the most flashiest player. He had 6 shots, 2 hits, 2 blocks, 2 takeaways, 15 minutes of ice time. I thought he was great. I thought Hagel was great. Hagel got 8 shots. But don't forget, Hagel was playing, you know, probably more top line minutes than this guy. I'm wrong here. Gaudette had 15 minutes. Hagel had 14 minutes. And he had 8 shots on goal. Wow. I thought those two were great, showing their speed off and skating through Red Wing players. Like you said, Connolly, I know we had to. He was part of that Panther trade that brought in Borgstrom, but.
And Stillman.
It's kind of a tough pill right there to swallow. He's got like a pretty high hit for a guy that, you know, doesn't do that much. I thought Lankinen had an okay outing. But What was that second period goal? It went right under him. Yeah. I mean, those are Malcolm Subban goals. You can't give those up. I know it's preseason, but this is where you gotta work. And I mean, you're gonna give up goals like that. Fleury's gonna play every single game.
I wanted to get into him last.
Okay, well, Reichel, like you said, he didn't look like a prospect out there. He looked like he knew what he was doing. He had a couple good plays where I seen him get open a lot. I think the Hawks had a good takeaway. Then they had an odd man rush, and I saw Reichel kind of drift away looking for a one-timer pass. And I think the goalie made a nice save. I think it was Pickard in that. He made a nice save on him. But other than that, man, it was good to see Taves back. Honestly, I think I could see him playing every game. I don't know if he's in the lineup, but if I were the coach, I would just kind of get him back. These preseason games don't mean anything. So if you want to, you know, get him on the ice and just get him in the game reps, he did have 22 minutes of ice time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for a guy who's missed a year, you know.
Yeah.
But if you get him back into game shape like that, I think by the opener, he'll be good to go.
So let's move on to the defensive pairings. I agree with you, first of all, about Taves. I'd like him to be eased back in and see what he can handle, because we don't need, you know, another situation with his body, you know, turning on him, you know. So
we don't want him to get hurt or anything, but I mean, maybe bring his minutes down to 10, 15, you know. Yeah,
I agree.
Something like that, just to get him back in game shape and game mode.
100%. For the D, we had Stillman and Murphy out there, Caleb Jones and Wyatt Kalinuk, and Phillips and Bowden. Stillman, I thought he looked okay, man. I thought that he looked good. Him and Murphy, they were active. They moved the puck. Stillman came up for a few shots that I thought was good. Caleb Jones, I thought that he played really well, too. You know, Seth Jones gets a lot of the press, but I've been seeing a lot of footage of Caleb Jones, man, and he doesn't look bad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had a good game.
Yeah, Kalinuk had a pretty decent game. I think he had one bad play that led to a goal, but other than that, I thought that he looked good. And Bowden and Phillips, they didn't seem to be fishes out of the water there. I thought that they both played well, even though the score, you know, the Hawks lost 3-3, or was it 4-3 in a shootout, but. What I do want to talk about is Lankinen. I think Lankinen showed the most rust out of everybody. I thought that he looked a little rough at the beginning of the game, and as the game went on, he seemed to kind of get locked in a little bit more, maybe shake some of the rust off, and he got stronger as the game went on. And hopefully that goes on with games and getting some game reps in. But I'll tell you what, he looked really bad in the shootout though. He gave up. I mean, we should have won that game, man.
Well, that goal he gave up was bad, too. Yeah. It was that one, I think it was right after we scored, they got one.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, come on, man.
Yeah.
It barely made it to the back of the net. That's how slow it was moving.
Yeah, I thought that was the Hawks were up. That was 2-1 at that point, wasn't it?
It could have been 3-1, and then they kind of came back.
Yeah.
I think they got a quick one.
Yeah,
and then they tied it, you know, it in the right last afterwards. Couple of seconds of the game. Yeah, the last couple of minutes.
But all in all, I really like what I saw. Taves was winning faceoffs. I saw Doc winning some faceoffs. More important, really importantly, Borgstrom was winning some faceoffs out there too. Kubalik looks like he's ready to just get out there and start shooting the puck. And you know, man, that's really great to hear. Kyra had a really, really nice tip in. I'm sorry, deflection, I should say. And I'm really looking forward to seeing more of him. I think that he could be a physical presence that plays responsibly on that fourth line. So we'll have to see. The Blackhawks play tomorrow, 7:30. It's against the Blues, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, pretty positive against the Blues. Got the lineup for the Hawks for tomorrow. It should be DeBrincat, Johnson, Kane, Hagel, Taves is playing again, Reichel, Nylander, Carpenter, and Strom, Hardman, Reese Johnson, and Ozipov. And for the defensemen, it's going to be Jake McCabe, Seth Jones, Caleb Jones playing again, and DeHaan, Stillman, Galvis, Allen and Mitchell. So they're running four defensive pairings tomorrow. They might put McCabe and Seth Jones out there just to get some rust off and probably get Mitchell some reps in there since it's a preseason game. Goalies are going to be Fleury and Delia.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. So I really love this DeBrincat, Tyler Johnson, Kane line. You know, I've said it before multiple times. I've said it why. If you need to know why, take a look at the podcast we released, like the last three. I've talked about it extensively. Hagel, Taves, Reichel. This looks like a really interesting line to me because we already know what Hagel can do. I'd like to see what Taves can do with Hagel and start getting some chemistry between the two. But Reichel is the... You know, I think he could be a surprise this year, man. From watching the way that he played yesterday, he coasted. He played some good defensive coverage. I liked him a lot from what I saw, other than the number on his back. But I really like to see more out of him come these preseason games. Nylander, I'm gonna look for him tomorrow and see if I can notice him. But just watching the game yesterday, looking to see who stood out, I didn't even notice that he was on the ice.
That was too good.
He was
blew everybody away.
he was, man. He was really that good. And I would really hate to see Nylander and Strom take up ice time over Gaudette, because I think that he's worthy of a spot. And I'm going to look for Strom too and see how he plays. You know, he's got a lot of pressure on his back, man, and he needs to step up big time and make a big showing. He's not playing with DeBrincat anymore. He historically has really only produced while he's played with DeBrincat, so we'll have to see. And we'll see what's going on with this Hardman, Reese Johnson, and Osipov line. What are you looking forward to and seeing out of these pairings tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to quickly jump back to the last game, our defense. You know what? They all finished even, and they didn't get any penalties, and that's a pretty good night for the defense, I think. I mean, even they gave up some goals, but they were on the ice for goals too to get it back up to even. And I thought that's a positive with these younger guys, especially like Jones, Bowden, and Stillman, Kalinuk. That's a good outing, I think.
I agree.
But as for the new pairs, I think I know in my head what I'd like to see. But I mean, it's not going to hurt. But like you said with Nylander, I just feel like that guy doesn't, it just seems like he's not hustling compared to these other guys. Like he just thinks like, yeah, it's my spot, you know, like, but I don't see it that way at all. I think he needs to be playing a lot better to earn a spot, or he's going to get knocked out of here.
Right.
That's my opinion. But, and as Strom as well, he can't just expect like, oh, I'm Dylan Strom. I put up good numbers or whatever, but you know what, man, he's down in the depth chart, man. He's fourth line, like fifth line material right now compared to our depth. So he's got to have a good preseason, because he's making a lot of money compared to these other guys. And honestly, I could see him and DeHaan being shipped out. I mean, because there's young guys waiting, and they seem hungry. I'm not, nothing against DeHaan. He's a good player. He does his job, but I mean, I think there's some younger guys better than him though, and cheaper than him right now. And if you can get that cap space, that's big, because we're gonna have to start resigning some of these guys.
If we move DeHaan, and
that's $7 million.
I was just gonna say Strom, yeah, that'd be $7 million right there that you free up in cap space.
That's $7 million. You can give Fleury another year if he's good. That's what I would do too. If he wants to stay or he doesn't retire, but. Having a goalie like that, man, if you're a young defenseman, it's like, dude, I got a Vezina winner behind me. If I mess up, this guy's going to bail me out. That makes guys play a lot better, more confidence and everything. I mean, I'm not saying I was a good goalie, but when I was feeling it, my team in front of me, they were always, you know, taking chances and, you know, scoring goals, not worrying about, you know, hurrying up to... Oh, Malcolm Subban's in net. We got to get back. You know, it's not like that at all. There's just less pressure on everybody. That's going to help a lot, man.
Here's a quote from Ryan Carpenter. Even as he enters his third Blackhawk season, feels how competitive camp is. Even myself, being a depth guy coming into camp, you're always trying to earn a spot and earn ice time and prove that you still have it. You know, it seems like the competition is really heating up in camp, man. And that's really the story.
Good thing. That's a great thing to have. Yeah,
it is. They signed a couple guys down to their Canadian junior teams, Jalen Loipin and Ethan Del Mastro. I never really heard of them, but looks like they're starting to cut guys now, and it's going to be interesting to see who stays and who goes. But things are looking good, man. I really like what I saw yesterday. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be transpiring coming tomorrow. Really looking forward to that game. And just seeing how this progresses. We're about a week and a half from playoff hockey, from some NHL hockey, man, you know, opening night, October 13th in Colorado. So it's looking like, you know, hopefully Taves can play. And I'd love to see him get in there.
That's a big first game.
It is.
That's a big measuring stick game.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? The Hawks, they dropped the first two, but they came out fighting right after that last year. You know, I'd like to see them get some, you know, get a couple wins at the beginning of the season to kind of push them, you know, to get them to really believe in what's going on and get the young guys buying in and bring the team together, you know.
Oh yeah. You know what? If we go to Colorado, just stun them. You know, just beat them pretty good. That's going to put the Hawks like on, you know, check. Everyone's going to be like, whoa, the Hawks are, they're for real.
Right.
Like we better not like overlook these guys like we did the last couple seasons, because they got a very solid team. And I hope they can do that. And you know what? I think this preseason is, honestly, I think it's like a tryout here for Reichel. I think they're going to pay close attention to this kid and see if he's got what it takes to play.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and if he makes it, you know, say goodbye to somebody that's a regular, and it could easily be Strome.
With the way that Reichel was playing yesterday, I don't see how you could play somebody like Dylan Strome.
No, he looked solid, man. He didn't, like you said, he didn't look like a prospect or a rookie. He looked like he was well-established, and he had confidence. He knew what he was doing. And
that's on both
exactly
ends of the
what
ice.
You want. Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want a guy out there scared. He wasn't scared. He was playing.
Yeah. So moving on to some NHL news, looks like Jacob Vrana is out at least 4 months with Detroit. He's got to have surgery. Giordano scored his fourth goal with the Kraken against Calgary yesterday.
Ouch.
And they were chanting his name, Gio Gio, which is pretty cool. You know, it's gotta be hard, you know, coming back to a place. You're the captain. And,
Yeah, that's been his home forever.
Yeah, and scoring him, you know. You know, it's crazy, man. I was just thinking about, you know, I mentioned Calgary. You know, I think of Matthew Tkachuk. You know, I think that he's a good player, man, but do you think that he's overrated?
On that team, no, because they don't have, like, a big star. Like, Johnny Hockey was kind of hyped to be the next star there, and... what's that guy's name? Sean Monahan.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they're quiet. You don't hear much about him anymore. And Tkachuk is like the guy everybody's been like, oh, yeah, he's a real deal. You know, Brady might be a little overrated right now. And even Matthew might be a little overrated. But, I mean, they're still good players. But look at the team. Like I think if Tkachuk was on our team, he kind of would be like maybe top six forward. He wouldn't be like, you know, DeBrincat or anything. I think DeBrincat's way better than this guy.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think Matthew Tkachuk would be on the third line if he was on this team.
Could be. He's kind of like a Brandon Gallagher, but plays in a different system, and he's, you know, he's got more, he's going to get more ice time in Calgary.
Yeah. Looks like Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson, and Brady Tkachuk are skating with each other in Michigan. And I believe Quinn Hughes' dad is running the workouts for them to keep them in shape, you know, keep them going, because all three of them are holding out for a contract. You know, we already talked about that too. You know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that these young kids are holding out for contracts right now when they have one now that they could be playing under. But, you know, that's a, I guess that's another thing.
What they got to do, I guess. They got to make their money.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They got to secure the bag.
Somebody offered me anything over $1 million. I'm getting ready to go sign it. I don't care. I'll block shots with my face. Just whatever. Keep those checks coming in.
Jack Campbell from the Maple Leafs said no excuses this season, and nothing like throwing a little fire onto that dumpster fire that's been going on.
I think I would have just been quiet.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said something, especially in Toronto.
He's a very likable guy, but yeah. I think I would have been quiet.
I wouldn't have said anything.
I'm going to focus on this season and let's do the best we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy, man, crazy. But we're going to be getting some more NHL games coming in, some more highlights. I don't even know who's playing tonight, man.
We got Nashville and Tampa going at it in the first. It's 1-0 Nashville.
Okay.
We got Philly and
Matthew Shane scored.
Oh, wow. We better plan the parade because I think they're going to win the cup. Well, you know what's cool? I just looked at this game coming up. Philly and Boston, 7:30 ET.
TNT.
On TNT. Yeah, it's cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to throw that on.
Buffalo and Detroit. You know, we got some good teams going at it. We got California hockey.
Back to back for the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah. Red Wings and what was that?
Sabres.
Sabres.
Well, I mean, the Red Wings played us yesterday, and they're playing the Sabres tonight.
They're going to put in Larkin probably tonight.
Yeah.
Get the big guns going.
Yeah. Looks like Wild and Avalanche. And we got the Sharks and Ducks starting at 10 p.m. Eastern. And it looks like Percy
could watch that one. It's a late one.
It looks like there's two games tonight on TNT, the Knights and the Kings.
That's a good matchup. That could be a playoff matchup.
Yeah, that's a 10 p.m. start. Yeah, there's going to be some hockey on tonight. I'll take some notes, and then we'll throw it on the next one we do.
Sounds good.
All right, well.
Let's get this season going.
Man, I'm pretty excited for it, man. Yeah. So, you got anything else for me?
No, man, I'm just getting ready for puck drop home opener, right? Or season opener. So let's go.
Awesome. All right, guys, that's all that we got for you tonight. Do us a favor. Give us a follow on Twitter. Let us know what's up, what you're thinking, what you hate, what you don't. What are you most excited for this new season? Who are you most excited to see? Reichel is one of the players I was really looking to see where he's at, and I'm really happy to see where he's at in his development, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Kalinuk's development as well. But who are you looking to see? Do us a favor. Hit subscribe. And follow us on Twitter. We love you guys. You guys take it easy. This is the Tomahawk. We're out of here.